The Longmont leader receives a police report from Longmont Public Safety Daily. The police notes are published in full with occasional modifications to exact addresses, individual names and spelling. Please note that the category that the crime is labeled as is limited by police software based on the information the dispatcher receives when the call is made. Longmont Public Safety may edit the category as more information is learned about each case. Criminal Mischief A Longmont, CO resident in the 2000 block of Meadow Drive reported vandalism to her vehicle. There are no investigative leads. Death on Tuesday, January 4, 2022. Officers responded to the 1400 block of Nelson Road for a male party, not conscious and not breathing. A male party was found deceased in his vehicle. An investigation was conducted, no suspicious activity was uncovered. Protection order on January 4, 2022, officers took a report of a protection order violation. The violation is being investigated and charges are pending. Protection order on the 5th of January 22, an adult male violated a protection order in the 1300 block of South Kaufman Street. The male fled on foot prior to police arrival. An arrest warrant will be sought for the male. Sex assault on the 5th of January 2022. The Longmont police received a report of a cold sexual assault. An adult female reported she had been sexually assaulted by a known adult male suspect at a location within the city of Longmont. This case is under investigation. Injury accident on December 30, 2021. A shoplift was reported at an area business in the 1200 block of South Hover Street. The suspect vehicle fled from store employees and one was struck, sustaining injury. This case is still under investigation. Protection order on January 5, 2022 at approximately 19:03 hours, Longmont police investigated a restraining order in the 2300 block of Winding Drive Loemgemont, CO. Warrant arrest on Wednesday, January 5, 2022 at about 2021 hours, Longmont police were dispatched to the 800 block of 10th Avenue. Officers arrested an adult male on an active Weld County arrest warrant. Domestic incident on January 5, 2022, at approximately 2,114 hours, officers responded to a domestic violence call in the 300 block of 21st Avenue. Officers arrested an adult male for domestic violence-related charges. Harassment on the 4th of January 2021. Longmont police took a report of stalking occurring in the 1500 block of Kansas Avenue. A warrant was obtained for an adult male. Shoplift. An employee of a Longmont business reported theft in the 200 block of Ken Pratt Boulevard. There are no investigative leads or suspect information at this time. Death on the 4th of January 2022. OFC responded to the 1600 block of Judson Drive of an adult female not conscious, not breathing. The female was pronounced dead at the scene. There were no unusual circumstances to the death. Protection order on January 4, 2022, at approximately 2,301 hours, officers of the Longmont Police Department responded to the 1200 block of Cumberland Doctor. An adult male was arrested on multiple charges. Case cleared by arrest. Theft on Wednesday, January 5, 22, a report was taken reference a theft which occurred in the 1000 block of S Main Street. The suspects are unknown. Identity theft. A Longmont resident reported identity theft in the 400 block of East 16th Avenue. This is a courtesy report. Criminal mischief. On Wednesday, the 22nd of May 01, a report was taken reference a criminal mischief which occurred in the 400 block of S Francis Street. The suspects are unknown. Theft. A Longmont resident reported theft in the 1900 block of Meadow Drive. There are no investigative leads or suspect information at this time. Theft on Wednesday, January 5, 22, a report was taken reference a theft that occurred in the 1600 block of Green Place. The suspects are unknown. Missing person. On Wednesday, January 5, 22, a report was taken reference a missing person in the 1400 block of Hilltop Drive. The case is closed. Sex assault. On Wednesday, January 5, 2022, officers responded via telephone to a possible sexual assault. An investigation was conducted and report was generated. There are no known suspect identities at this time.